If invited to the Oppenheimers for dinner, Princetonians learned from experience not to count on anything substantial to eat. The quality of the dinner was directly related to Kitty's mood. Guests would be greeted by Robert holding a pitcher of his potent martinis. You would sit in the kitchen, recalled Jackie Oppenheimer, just gossiping and drinking with not a thing to eat. Then, about 10 o'clock, Kitty would throw some eggs and chili into a pan, and with all that drink, that's all you had. Neither Robert nor Kitty ever seemed hungry. One summer evening, Pice was invited over for dinner, and after the usual martinis, Kitty served a bowl of vichyssoise soup. The soup was quite delicious, and Robert and Kitty indulged in a rather extravagant exchange about its superb quality. Pice thought to himself, "Fine, now let's get on with the dinner." But no more food was forthcoming, and after a decent interval, a famished Pice politely excused himself and drove into Princeton, where he bought 2 hamburgers.